SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, takes pleasure in introducing a new Musica Helvetica series entitled Special Edition, Special Events. Today's program is devoted to the International Competition of Musical Performers in Geneva. It offers an historical retrospective of this important musical event, featuring some of the most prominent winners over the years.
It's 1939. Dr. Friedrich Liebstöckel, a refugee of Nazi persecution in his native Austria, arrives in Geneva. Anxious to resume his musical activities, he meets Swiss composer Henri Gagnebin, then director of the Geneva Conservatory. From those discussions, the idea of an international competition of musical performers emerges, and after lengthy negotiations and with the aid of private donations, a first such contest is held. But World War II breaks out, and for 5 years the competition has to be limited to the national field. With the return of peace, Dr. Liebstöckel relaunches his idea of an international contest. For over 30 years, until 1978, he guides the destinies of the Geneva International Competition for Musical Performers. And in the face of a growing number of other important such international contests, he develops it into a musical event of world importance. One of the characteristics of this competition is the diversity of its scope. Instead of limiting itself to prestige categories such as piano, singing, and violin, the Geneva competition, following the advice of Mr. Gagnebin, was opened first and foremost to orchestral instruments, thus offering opportunities to the most gifted instrumentalists not only to triumph as soloists, but also to occupy eventually leading positions in major orchestras. A far-sighted thought, considering how rich the growth of new great orchestras was going to be in the course of the years. But the scope was even broadened beyond that to all formations of chamber music, string quartets, reed trios, wind quintets, as well as the piano violin and piano cello sonata. Furthermore, even percussion was added, and as the most recent innovation, vocal quartets. Perhaps in the future, as some have proposed, there will also be a competition for piano as lead accompaniment. For 1984, an orchestra conductors contest is included in honor of the centenary of the birth of Geneva conductor Ernest Ansermet. But let us now briefly follow the Geneva International Competition for Musical Performers, which in the course of the years has produced a galaxy of stellar musical careers. And we'll hear some of the winners in their actual contest performances. The first competition in 1939 brought even two revelations. Swiss soprano Maria Stader won an undisputed first prize, which marked the beginning of a magnificent international musical career devoted primarily to the lead and to the oratorio.
Stunden fliehen vorüber wie im Tanz. entflieht des Lebens bunte Szene, und der Vorhang rollt herab. Aus ist unser Spiel, des Freundes
The piano category for men in that same year saw the first triumph of an artist who up to this day has remained at the very top. He had come to Geneva without a penny, without even a visa. Exhausted, he had fallen asleep on a bench in the conservatory and had to be awakened there for the eliminatory round of the contest. After his recital, an ovation. But he had to be lent white tie and tails for the winner's gala concert. His name, Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli. After the outbreak of the war, the competition had to assume a purely national character. In 1942, a flautist won first prize, Aurel Nicolet, who in order to complete his victory with international honors, returned to the competition in 1948 and won first prize again. His great international career since then is already Swiss musical history. In 1946, in the first international competition after the war, hopes were running low in finding a first prize for piano. At midnight, like a bomb, a great talent explodes. A young Austrian who, with all his inconformity and originality, places himself among the very greatest and has remained there ever since. Friedrich Gulda. Thank you. interesting coincidence, it was during the 1946 competition that Friedrich Gulda, at the home of friends, for the first time heard a recording of jazz pianist Count Basie, an impression which opened his mind also to the music of jazz, in which he was later to achieve great mastery as well. In the following year, 1947, the great Spanish school of singing had its triumph in Geneva with Victoria de los Angeles, who later was to delight audiences around the world with her operatic performances and song recitals. In 1955, the Geneva Prize went to the greatest classical trumpeter of our time, Maurice André of France, whose fabulous technique confirmed Henri Gagnebin's idea of developing a polyvalent competition offering equal chances to soloists and leading orchestral players. Years later, in 1957, a veritable natural force of the piano almost sweeps the jury from its chairs. Martha Argerich not only confirms the value of the Argentine school of piano, but also displays independence, forcefulness, enthusiasm, genius, and virtuosity at the keyboard. Geneva opens the doors for her turbulent international career. Thank you. precision, perfection, and genius mark the first prize-winning performance of Swiss oboist Heinz Holliger in 1959. An artist whose personal modesty contrasts with his many great talents, he's not only an outstanding performer, but also a noted composer and pedagogue. Leading composers of our time have written extensively for him. His musical virtuosity is combined with a keen analytical sense. The scope of his musicianship is all-embracing. Coming to Geneva from Belgium, Suzanne Mildonian, in 1964, brought the harp to top honors at the competition. The elegance of her playing is combined with her sure sense of rhythm and the charm of the sonority and sensibility of a refined performer. In 1972, the Geneva competition breaks new ground. Percussion is included among the musical disciplines. A great success, but also confirmation of the fact that from now on, Japan will have to be reckoned with in all musical categories, and especially in this one. The unanimous first prize winner in the percussion category is a young Japanese lady, Sumira Yoshihara.
Thank you.
guitar is the stepchild of the orchestra. Certain great guitarists are admitted to the classical concept as exceptions, but they are generally expected to be Spaniards or at least Latin Americans. In 1975, Yugoslav guitarist Dusan Bogdanovic showed that things need not necessarily be so with regard to his instrument, and the jury agreed unanimously. The violin, the viola, and the cello have also vied for top honors in Geneva. For the viola, this grave, austere, and self-effacing instrument, it takes equal virtuosity and musicality to reach winning glory. Anabela Chaves, from Portugal, had the necessary degree of both to win a unanimous first prize in 1977. Chamber music in all its variety has been presented at the Geneva competition, but until 1980, there never had been a vocal quartet. Displaying a rare combination of virtuosity, musicality, and personal human quality, the New York Vocal Arts Quartet brought back to life an art form which flourished throughout the Renaissance and the Baroque periods, but also in later times, since great works of this kind have been written by Schubert, Schumann, Poulenc, and Ravel, for example. The first prize-winning New York Vocal Arts Quartet closes our historical retrospective of the Geneva International Competition for Musical Performers, featuring some of the most prominent participants since the beginning in their prize-winning performances. We hear a splendid interpretation of a work by 15th-century composer Orlando di Lasso, Si o ti vedes una sol.
Si o ti vedes una sol volte il giorno. Si o ti vedes una sol volte il giorno. Contento ne staria, contento ne staria tutta la sera. Contento ne staria, contento ne staria tutta la sera. Farurera, 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 bella fior di primavera. Farurera, 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 bella fior di primavera. Si io ti vedes una sol volte il giorno. Si contento ne staria, contento ne staria tutta la sera. Contento ne staria, contento ne staria tutta la sera. Farurera, farurera, farurera.
This has been a special program devoted to the Geneva International Competition for Musical Performers, compiled and written by Albin Jacquier. It was presented in the framework of the Musica Helvetica transcription series of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.